Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our friend Monica Eaton Cardone, co-founder and chief operating officer at Chargeback 911. And Monica, tell us about Chargeback. Chargebacks, by the way.
Sure. So we specialize in post-transaction analysis. It's a fancy term for we monitor all the transactions of payments, card payments, especially online, mm-hmm. in order to detect types of disputes or fraud that happens after you make the sale, mm-hmm. not before. So let's say you bought something from a company, and then, you know, a few months later, you find out it broke, and you had a guarantee for 6 months that that would work. Right. And you could file a dispute with your bank, and we help you get your money back.
Right. Okay. All right. So... And give us the website, please.
Chargebacks911.com.
All right. Chargebacks with an S, 911.com. So, Monica, we're talking about this faster processing system that the Fed's trying to do. We have a corporation in the country made up of three or four banks that are doing this. There's the move with cryptocurrency to speed up all these processes, and everybody wants things to go faster. My instinct is, how do we protect the business? My worry is more about the business taking money from somebody who, in a faster process, that walks off with my goods, and I don't get and before I get the money, before I get the money, I find out that there's a fraudulent card or check or something like that. That's what I'm more concerned about. But you're saying that the new system has fewer checks and balances or fewer protections for the consumer. And why is that?
Yeah, so let's just break this down really simple. So whenever you have a transaction, you're going to have a buyer and a seller. Whenever there's buyers and sellers and there's transactions, it's never perfect. You're going to have issues. Maybe the seller didn't give the buyer what the buyer had thought they were getting. So a refund is required. You know, all these different scenarios could happen. Also, sellers could not deliver something, et cetera. Well, if you pay with your credit card today, the downfall is there's this huge float that goes on.
Right.
But the good thing that paying with a credit card gives you is you have this insurance policy. So anything that you buy on your credit card, you know that the credit card company will
right.
protect you because
right.
if you have any issue, they're going to go after and
right.
get the funds back.
That's right.
called a dispute. So now let's imagine the government says, okay, you know what? We're going to get rid of this float and we're going to make things more efficient and we're going to be competing in this environment. Okay, well, that sounds great. And, you know, except for the fact, you know, it's going to disrupt a lot of, you know, very healthy businesses, economies, et cetera. And I'm not sure that the government needs to be competing, but that's a totally different conversation.
Right.
But when it comes to the consumer no longer has any insurance on payments that they're making. In other words, it's
But that would only presume that with the faster system, the credit card companies would no longer stand in front of you then, right?
But the credit card companies wouldn't, because the only reason credit card companies, well, because Visa and MasterCard are also making money.
Right.
So the minute
you're saying when
no
they no longer
insurance.
Get the float, they're going to stop standing behind our transactions like they do now. You think it's going to change their business model?
Well, I think it will change their business model, but what you're talking about is we're talking about the government actually competing.
Right.
With
no, I know about that.
Type
yeah.
of method.
Right.
Right.
So you're saying the government is competing, offering another system that doesn't have the same checks and balances, the same protection as the private sector clearinghouses do.
Correct. Yes.
And can the government impose themselves on the marketplace? Can they? I mean, they obviously can do it without making a profit. So, but is it, if in an open marketplace? I mean, are they going to be able to strong arm their way in, or are they going to have to compete?
I think they're definitely going to have to compete, but we just have to look at, you know, how fair is that?
Right.
There's been a considerable amount of consolidation in the payments industry recently.
Right.
And, you know, I think, you know, the government, if this is an interest they have, they've been paving their way.
Right.
This is actually adding fuel to their argument.
By the way, folks, so, this is the Fed. You know, the Federal Reserve is doing this. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal that's really spells this out really well, I think. Monica, don't you? Did you see that this weekend?
Absolutely.
There's
yeah.
a good article about how the Fed is competing with the private sector in this, and it helps out a lot. So, folks, this is something that's ongoing, right? This is not everything. The gavel hasn't been dropped on all this. This is in the process of happening, right?
Yes, it's in the process. There's other markets that it has things like this have happened. The UK is one of them. So it does. It increases more, you know, competition.
Right.
I just think consumers need to be a little wary of this,
right,
because they'll have no protection. And merchants retailers, business owners, also need to start to weigh the risk.
I see this as more of a concern for merchants than I do consumers. I may be wrong. Maybe that's just because that's the direction I come from. Hey, Monica, thanks for being here. Chargebacks911, folks, .com is the website. Come back again, and let's talk about this some more as this story evolves.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time. Monica Eaton Cardone, ladies and
gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.